The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now.
Hi, this is Clark Gillies from the New York Islanders. You're listening to the S&D Podcast Show.
Welcome, episode 369, S&D Podcast Show. Vin is feeling better and back. He's too sick from the Packers beating the Saints, so.
Yeah. We're back.
Why'd you look so confused when the song was over?
I don't know. I was thinking about the song. It was a good song.
It had like a Revenge of the Nerds kind of feel to it.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
The first one, when they're on the stage.
Yeah.
At the end, when they're doing the Safety Man song.
Yeah.
Don't own the rights to, so we're not going to use it. This song, nope. We got the rights and the royalty.
Even though you just sang it.
I didn't sing it. Nobody knows what it was. It's okay.
No.
All right, I gotta ask because of your background. Are you excited or like weirded out that they're gonna reboot The Office?
I'm not.
You are the Office guy.
Yeah, I'm not excited. I'll be honest. I mean, they would have to bring back the entire exact original cast, and I don't think that's gonna happen.
What's his name? Jim said he'd be back. Dwight said he would do it. I know a couple others said they would be in.
But I feel like it's going to be like the majority, like the lesser people. And then like Jim works remotely and you see him once every three episodes. And maybe you see Dwight again, same thing. And Steve Carell is going to be nowhere to be found. So
Steve Carell could be that guy who's like on the phone with Jim giving advice.
Yeah, like it's not.
But he's not really there.
Never going to be the same. They're going to do a lot of working remotely things, and I think that's going to make it worse.
I was talking to a coworker, and we said they should do it where you get all the young guys that were in the like final episodes that weren't great. But basically putting them in, like, you basically move the show forward type of thing.
Sure.
And kind of like, you know.
I probably have a different, I don't know if it's a hot take. So there's seven seasons with Steve Carell.
Correct.
Then season 8 happens, and season 8 stinks. But season 9, they refound their footing, I think. I don't think they ended it very well, and I don't think the majority of season 9 is bad. I really just think it was the middle where they tried to bring in Will Ferrell, and then they couldn't figure out everybody's role. And like I think in season 9, they kind of got everybody in their roles, and it was working better. I mean, it was never going to be the same as you know, the peak of it, but I don't think the end was bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I think everybody, like I said, I don't think.
I think they ended it so well that it's going to there's no reason. It's like. See, like, I could understand people wanting the Seinfeld reboot because they were in jail. You can just.
Yeah, but even.
It would suck, but, like.
Yeah.
Still, it's an easy transition to go into something new for them.
Setup-wise, I suppose. But it's just. Like you said, they ended everything so well in The Office. It's, you know, unless you're getting literally everybody back. It doesn't make sense to me. It's just going to be a lot of, you know, the Angelas and the Stanleys and the, you know, Kevins and
It's the guys who don't make money. That's what it comes down to.
But even like everybody on the first, I don't know what they made residual wise. That show still runs to this day, and
it's on right now on Comedy Central while we're recording.
Yeah, it'll run forever. And Kevin is like the highest earner on Cameo on the planet. He makes like fucking millions of dollars doing Cameo.
Yeah. And he's got his podcast now that's successful.
Right. And the girls have their podcast, Angela and Jenna Fisher, obviously. Pam have their podcast that does great. So like I don't really know
who needs the money. What
who needs the money besides NBC? So I really
does it NBC or does Peacock want the money? Or is Peacock looking for a way to make more money? Huh? You know, who knows?
If you want to do a movie, I don't know what the plot would be.
Yeah, but how many shows have you said, hey, let's do a movie, and then the movie's trash? Like the Entourage movie.
I mean, the Entourage movie wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad, but like it could have just been 6 weeks of episodes and we would have been fine.
Sure, but also the whole premise of the show, the documentary aired. So why are we still watching these people? That's it. We're done.
Maybe there's your plot. What do we do now? Nobody's recording me. What do I do?
But then what's the point of the recording? I don't know. It doesn't make... None of it makes sense.
Maybe it's like a reunion type of thing where they meet up and they want to go to watch it. They finally go to air it, so they all meet up at like a place but to watch it.
That's
and
what happens.
You bring back a young group, and it's basically just a young group of people recreating the originals.
They do that at the end of the show. The last episode of the last scene of the show is they jump ahead like 2 years and the thing's airing and they're getting married and they go watch the show at Kevin's bar. That's what it is. I don't. They're bringing in David Robertson the fourth inning of this baseball game.
I'm not even watching. I was watching for Edge to come out. He didn't come out to start the game, to start the night. They like showed him on TV that he's there. He said hello to Chris Jericho and then they just kind of...
Well, he's got a match later, isn't he?
No, he's talking. He is CM Punk's replacement for AEW.
Okay, but I thought he had a match.
He's going to have matches on Saturdays. He's going to be one of the Saturday guys. His role is going to be Saturday night.
I could have sworn that...
Came out, he made a big...
Did he have a match beating up Christian. Night?
No, he came out by having a big thing against Christian on Sunday at their pay-per-view where he debuted.
Because I saw a thing where he was going to be on, he had a match or something on Dynamite, which is now, right?
Right.
And the WWE was countering with like, Cena's going to be on NXT.
Next week. That's all next week. That's all next week. Okay. Yeah. So they have like a YouTube show on Tuesdays. He's going to have a match on that next week. So it's like Cena, Paul Heyman. They're saying right. Roman may show up to NXT. Like,
there was another big.
They're going to make sure nobody watches AEW on Tuesday, and nobody does anyway. So it doesn't.
But it's Wednesday because Tuesday is baseball next week. I think I don't know.
No, they had that. Well, I don't know.
I thought that's what I saw.
All that matters is David Robinson still went using his Met glove for the black jersey Met glove.
I mean,
basically the same colors.
Yeah, it's just the same, almost the same colors.
Before we kind of get into baseball, it is almost hockey season. And you know what? The Islanders literally ruined the start of this episode for us because I was literally going to be like, is Kyle Palmieri dead? Like, do we know where this guy is? Because nobody knew where he was.
He lives.
Poof.
I don't know what.
That was a bomb.
Gone.
David Robinson getting lit makes me happy.
That's tough. Are we gonna get all sweeps? Is anybody gonna win? No, so far.
All I know is, yesterday I had money on not one team scoring a run in the first inning, and the stupid Twins did it with two outs in the top of the first inning and ruined the whole day for me. Tough. And then I also had the Blue Jays winning that series because the Twins are the Twins, and for 20 years you bet against the Twins in the playoffs.
The Blue Jays scored one run.
They need talk. We'll talk about that in a bit, but talk about a team that may have to start blowing up.
Vladdy stinks. That's might he just be
off at second by like 20 feet.
Also, he's just not a good hitter as much as he was. So there's some trouble here. There's trouble brewing in Toronto.
But Milwaukee's our new farm system anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But Kyle Palmieri lives. The problem is with Kyle Palmieri living, though, is the great Hudson Fashing basically gets pushed off.
Okay. He can't be pushed off.
So these were, so here, I'll go over the lines from practice today. So you can see. He was rotating with Palmieri, which makes sense because Palmieri came back for the first time today, was on the ice for the first time in training camp, and camp's only about 2 weeks old. So I approve of the fact of the rotation of getting him, you know, you're basically getting a statum. They basically said he's not going to play in the preseason, maybe Friday night in the last game.
Yeah.
They said, but they don't know if they want to kind of use that as an idea, because if they do that, then it's like, how much can you really play in the last preseason game when you could have a guy like Fashing who could play the whole game? But also, really, nobody knows where he was. He never said where he's been for 2 weeks.
I don't know what the injury was. They said he was skating on his own and never actually saw him skate on his own.
Nobody saw him skate. Was nobody he on a bike saw his face. Somewhere? Nobody saw him show up.
I
think he was at the original media day.
I couldn't tell you.
I'm like scrolling through my like when I could just search for Andrew Gross, can I? Guy still works for this team, right? Still writes for this team? Staples maybe. Back. Speaking of guys who...
Is he actually back?
He does both now for The Athletic. So the guy who stinks went to Philadelphia. He stunk.
Okay. I want to talk about that for a second. There were people apparently mad that he used that as a stepping stone to get to where he wants to be. Everyone on the planet is doing this.
Yeah, that's just how it is.
That's how life works.
You're eventually going to get an offer to go to your hometown. And
he never gave a shit about the Islanders.
He never cared about San Jose either.
Yeah, I don't... I he was fine. I didn't think he was that bad of a guy. I never read his writing, really.
So the lines in practice today were Holmstrom, Horvat, Barzal.
Still don't know why we're doing that, but we'll get to that.
Because there's 10 days left till... While we're recording, there's 10 days left to opening day, so he gets first-line privileges.
Oh, okay. Right.
Duh.
It's a gift. Okay, got it.
If it's your number, you get, you know, that's, on day six, we'll let Pulock skate with the first line.
Right, correct. A question about him, too, but we'll get there.
Engvall, Nelson, Palmieri.
Right.
Lee, Pajot, Wallstrom, and the fourth line.
Okay.
And Fashing was flip-flopping with Palmieri most of the day.
Okay. So we're at the point where we have those 12. Fashing is there.
Gunther, we got Gunther from WWE there. When he's not having a match for the IC title in a suit. Ross Johnson and Fashing.
And Ross Johnson. Okay. So
one of those three is getting cut.
One of those people has to go, right? You're going to have two extras.
You got to have two extra forwards. Defensive wise, you got Romanov, Pulock, Pelech, Dobson, Aho, Mayfield, Bolduc, and Ledoux. Ledoux is gone.
Ledoux's gone, right? Bolduc 7.
And Bolduc will probably be in the suite with the two forwards.
So the question is, why is Anders Lee on the third line?
Because Pajot and Lee played together towards the end of the year and they had chemistry. And also, before Wallstrom got hurt, he was playing with Pajot, and there was some chemistry there. So they're trying to see if that three can kind of, like, sync. And also, it gives you – also, you can't put Horvat and Lee together.
Why not?
Because it's the same player. The only difference is Horvat can skate better. That's really the only difference.
He's not fast enough to keep up with
Lee. Neither of them are fast enough to keep up with Barzal.
No, but – at least, I mean, Horvat played with Elias Pettersson. He knows how to keep up with fast people. I just don't. I'm fine with him.
I think Barzal needs more of a shooter than a guy who can just stand in front of the net, which Horvat can do.
That's what Lee is.
But Lee's not a shooter. He's an in front of the net guy.
Okay, so then we don't have that person.
But we do. Horvat can do that. In the offense, if they're in the offensive zone, Horvat can do that. But the advantage of Horvat is he can also move into the circles and move around with the puck. Then, Lee can't.
What is Holmstrom's role?
10 days till opening day.
If anything, why not put Wahlstrom?
I thought you were about to go Hudson Fashing on the first line, and I was like, "Let's go, let's just do it."
Listen, I'd be fine with that too. You want?
He's as useless as Holmstrom. Let's go.
Listen, I would not be as useless as Holmstrom. I don't know if he still does this to this day, but there was a time and place when Zach Hyman, who is currently on the Oilers, was on the Leafs, and he was playing with Matthews and Marner, and he just went and fucked people up and fought the puck out of the corner and said, "Here, idiots, take the puck. I'm just going to run around." That's what Hudson Fashing needs to do, because Zach Hyman does that now for Connor McDavid. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, but the problem with those teams is they don't have, you know, anything else other than one guy.
What they should do is put Wahlstrom on the first line, put Fashing in that spot, and Holmstrom's on the bench, and that's it.
First round pick, Simon Holmstrom, Hudson Fashing for Willie Nylander. Willie Nylander gets that first spot. Okay, first time.
Man, you want to make that trade a man?
Call up Toronto. Lou, call your boys.
Are we splitting up Pelican Pulak again?
Because they felt, and Lambert actually said this, they felt they lost traction on defense last year when they were together on other lines. So they want to kind of keep them apart until, like, do one of those, like, third period, put them on the line. Late in the game, you put them together. When you're benching guys, they're the guys who get it. When Aho doesn't play anymore with five minutes left in the game.
You're just rolling five guys, basically.
You're rolling those two out there. Those two are never leaving the ice, so they're just they're rotating with each other for every 2 seconds.
Pulak needs to play more like himself in the regular season. When we came to the playoffs, he became himself again out of nowhere. So I don't know why. I don't know what happened the first 82 games of the season. And Pelech was hurt a little bit, and it took him a while to come back.
See, my other thing was Dobson had a really bad year playing with younger guys. And they were looking for him to take on more of a leadership role, and he doesn't. I like Noah Dobson. I think he's a good player. But I don't think he's a leadership guy. Think about who he's played better with. Chara, Andy Green. He's played better with those guys who can conduct him.
I don't disagree. But
so I think Pulak could be that guy, because you don't really have another guy. And also, if you put him with Romanov, it's basically the same player playing defense. They're the same guy. One that speaks better English.
A stay-at-home guy, which Romanov is a little bit more of a stay. That's when he flourished.
Pelech is a stay-at-home guy.
Obviously, yes. So, but he's playing with Romanov, isn't he?
Pulak is with Romanov. Pelech is with Dobson.
Then I don't absolutely hate that, because that was when they were at their peak. I was thinking about this earlier. It was very clearly like a more offensive guy and a more, like, it was obviously Pelech and Pulak, like. They're both pretty balanced, but Pulak, because of his shot, is a little more offensive. But then it was like Taze and Mayfield at their peaks, right? Scotty staying home and Taze is going to go off. Then they put Letty with Scotty. And again, same thing. Scotty staying home.
You know what I just – oh, I did say Mayfield. I was going to say, did I say Mayfield's name?
He's on the third.
We did sign him. Oh, perfect. Him and Aho. Great defensive pairing right there.
But again, that's the same thing where Aho can go more – roam a little bit, and Scotty will stay home.
Dobson, they should both just stay home at their houses and not play for the New York Islanders and call it a day. That's the way they Dobson should. That's how needs, those two should play.
Might need a babysitter, so putting him with Pelech might not be the worst idea, because you're right. He did do his best when he was with Chara, who stayed at home because he can't move, and Andy Green, who also stayed at home because he couldn't move.
And the biggest problem right now is they're looking at Dobson as, okay, now can you take on that role of, you're the vet, help the younger guys. But the question is, who's younger than him on the defense?
Isn't he the youngest one?
I'm pretty sure maybe Aho.
I don't know. But he needs to learn how to run a power play, which he did not learn how to do.
You mean he didn't spend all offseason learning how to run a power play?
I hope he did.
I hope he learned anything during.
I don't know.
I wonder if his girlfriend knows how to run a power play. She's a nice girl.
They're a very similar team as last year, which they made the playoffs last year, even though it was with a pretty low point total for playoff standards. So, I don't know.
Aho 96, Bulldog was 2000. Dobson's also 2000. I was born in 96. He's old as shit.
So he's 23, probably, if his birthday, or he's 22.
Mayfield was born in 92.
No, Tops.
I know. Mayfield, 92. Pelic, 94. Pulak, 94. And Romanov, 2000. So Romanov and Dobson are the youngest. And Toronto could have Robin Salo also, because he's just disappeared.
What happened to that guy? I really thought he was going to be something.
Oh, the power play lines was Dobson with Barzal, Horvat, Nelson, and Palmieri rotating with Wahlstrom. And the second power play line was Aho leading the way with Guther, Pajot, Engvall, and Andersley.
That might be the worst power play unit I've ever heard. I don't.
We're
going to
focus on it this year.
Here's Lambert the thing.
Said he's going to be more involved in the power play this year.
Okay, that's good for him. It sounds like a horrible plan.
Listen, let's send everybody to the minors. Maybe we'll actually be able to develop somebody now that Brent Thompson's not the coach there for the last 20 years.
I really think if we're going to run a second power play like that, just put Ryan Pulak out there and go back to the days when the plan was just let him shoot.
Pulak shoots, Lee stands in front of it and takes a beat.
That's the plan. It's going to be out there for 30 seconds, and that's all you get. You have to set him up. He's going to miss the net one out of five times.
He's going to Fulton read the shit out of that.
He's
going to
Fulton read it. He broke Anders Lee's leg one time doing this, but we're running it back.
We're running it back.
Oh, give it another shot.
We're doing it again. We're running it back. What's up, Danny?
Nothing much. Been better. How's it going?
So, did you get to click on the David Robinson pitching in the fourth inning?
No, I just got off the call.
He literally turned it on, and Ben was like, David Robinson's pitching in the fourth inning. So I turned it on, and he gave up a home run in the next pitch I saw.
Their starter gave up runs, and they're
because Lewis, when you're down 1-0 in a 3-game series, you take your starter out and you waste your bullpen, so you don't have him for game 3 if you come back and win the second game.
So they wanted to use one of their better relievers, and JT Richie Realmuto hit one that still hasn't landed yet.
In fairness to
they're
that,
they're gonna make a run, aren't they?
In fairness to that comment,
maybe
in Philly, there isn't really a ball that lands.
No. But Nola,
Reyes hit the third deck in Philly.
Aaron Nola's in the process of possibly blowing it. There's two people on base in the fifth inning with one out.
Who's the manager of the Marlins? Who is that guy? Is that Skip Schumacher?
It is Skip Schumacher.
He looks so angry.
Yeah, he doesn't look every happy.
He's
Gabe Kapler.
Guy.
That guy, Gabe Kapler, always looked angry.
Yeah.
When I went to the Mets-Giants game earlier in the year, Gabe Kapler went out to talk to the umpire after an inning to ask a question, yelling. And I was like, nothing happened, guy. What are you doing out here?
An angry dude.
I'm like, guy, what are we yelling at? And they didn't throw him out. They were just like, we don't know why you're yelling at us, Gabe.
Your name's Gabe.
More importantly, what are the Brewers doing? They're losing 5-2.
They're losing 5-2. They're about to get swept. We're only doing sweeps.
We're like a week away from Craig Counsell being our manager.
It's a double play. Yeah, we're only doing sweeps.
I can't wait for us to get called with tampering. This is like the Jalen Brunson thing all over again.
It doesn't make any sense.
Did you hear his comment though? He said they asked him about it, and he said, well, technically, when the Brewers season's over. I'm not under contract. I can go talk to whoever I want.
It is very interesting. Council or Stearns?
His foot's already Council. Out the door.
Yeah, I mean, no wonder they're going
to
lose.
Well, they're about to get swept. So, yeah, they already know as soon as they announce Stearns on Monday.
They even said it. Like, I'm pretty sure Steve Cohen said in that press conference that it was Stearns' decision to fire Buck. So, but he wasn't hired yet when they fired
but
Buck.
But he wasn't working, I think. There was something that was like, he wasn't technically still with the Brewers.
Does anybody run the Brewers right now?
No.
Bob Uecker still runs the Brewers.
I think that's it. I think he's in charge. I think can we also go and the mascot are in charge.
Could we just talk something on social media? Look, he's Greg Council. I just turned the game on. It's literally writing, someone find out flight times to New York.
Yeah, this is like Lincoln, this is like Lincoln Riley playing for Oklahoma. And they're like, no, I'm staying here. I'm staying here. Then literally the next hour it went all over Twitter. He's joining USC as their new head coach.
This is very awkward. College head coach is.
This is awkward.
Also, the biggest story right now on like baseball social media wise is why is Marlins man in Milwaukee when your team is playing in Philly?
Yeah, that's weird.
He booked it when they were going to play the Brewers.
I'm sorry. You're Marlins, man. You have enough money.
If you have that much money to go to that many games behind the plate, you can change your flight.
I know. But he bought tickets and whatever. But he was because they were supposed to play.
Okay, so give away the tickets for charity or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Very weird. Fishy to me, sir.
So who else are we getting? Who else? We're doing a draft day style takeover of the Brewers.
Who else do we want? I think we got Corbin everybody. Bones. Yeah, we got to trade for Corbin Burns. And I think
Corbin Bones, Christian Yelich for
no, Yelich is getting a little washed up though.
No, I'm okay with keeping. You know what?
I'd rather Yelich over Marte. So give them Marte. Fair. Marte can't even really keep his groin in one place.
Go for the jugular. We haven't been happy with Howie's partners or replacements.
Bob Uecker.
Just they bring Bob Uecker in, throw him in a radio booth.
No, I'll give.
Can you imagine Howie and Bob Uecker calling back in?
I'll give Keith a benefit of the doubt. He was doing the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's like a four level.
That is jump. A big. That is a. That's a. That's a
like go from three Brooklyn people and a couple people with autism listening to the Cyclones games, and then oh, you're in the New York Mets, like the big leagues. I get it.
I just miss when they had Josh Lewin and Howie. They had a good rapport.
Yeah.
And it's kind of – I love Waino, but it's kind of
good. I like Wayne in his 1940s. Hey, she – I miss that.
He is a bit – he does look like he should be – he sounds like he should be wearing a bowler cap and a suit.
Listen, the idea also at this point is finding that next guy for Howie at this point. So it's like –
I'm
the guy who does MLB The Show still the guy who did the old guy who did MLB Fish? What's his name? Matt Van
Skurgeon? I'm pretty sure he does the Giants.
Oh, most I thought he was the Brewers guy.
Or the Angels.
Or the Padres. Or is he the Padres? I think it's the Padres.
No, the Padres guy is good, though.
He's not the Angels because that's Randazzo now.
Oh, you're right. I don't know.
Currently the Angels broadcaster.
Yeah. Okay.
2001 and 2002, Matt Van Skurgeon is working for the Angels. What does Wayne do? Is he their guy?
Say that again. Randazzo is their main play. Yeah, he's their main play-by-play guy. That's why. That's why he left the Mets because there's like, yeah.
Yeah, but it says here on that Van Skurgeon is also the Angels TV guy.
I think that
the 2000. Oh, okay, never mind. He was demoted to second fiddle, Van Skurgeon, because of like Friday nights when Randazzo's not there.
Right.
He calls the games.
Basically, doing Kenny Albert on Friday Night Knicks when Breen is doing ESPN.
Is on ESPN, right? Yeah. Did they keep Breen at ESPN?
Yeah, he's the only one they kept. And it's gonna be Doris Burke and Doc Rivers.
Oh, jeez.
could be good.
That was a reaction to Doc Rivers. I just
yeah. Doris Burke is good. I like Doris.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have to see. Maybe he's good, but his raspy voice is gonna get really tiring.
I'm not gonna be a big fan of Doc, I don't think.
And then there's rumors that Jackson is going to fill in for Clyde a couple games this year.
Who?
How many games is it gonna take the Knicks to look that bad that people want Thibodeau fired and Mark Jackson to coach the team?
Oh, it's gonna be quick.
Oh, he's working for the team now? Hey.
Mark Jackson is the Wally back.
I mean, if he wasn't if he wasn't that weird Christian guy, he would have already had a job.
Yeah.
Although it was just so weird that they just let him go.
Maybe the Knicks should hire Wally Backman now.
Oh, I saw that. I didn't want to feel like making that joke in the group chat.
I'm just saying. Ducks fired him for a reason.
You brought up the Knicks. So Danny put in our chat about how the great James Dolan does not want to run the team anymore.
Oh, what are we doing?
Did you see the bigger news about that, though?
Oh, yeah.
There's only one person who would run the New York Knicks, and I'm sorry, but he's been a pretty successful sports owner so far.
Yeah. One for one so far, and then we'll
doesn't
see.
He has a stake in someone else. He just got
the Commanders.
Oh, yeah. He's got the Dodgers and the Commanders. So
correct.
Keep coming east. A little north from Washington, buddy.
I say this over and over again. If the Knicks ever win a championship, the city will burn down.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really the only
team. When it's going to happen.
Because it's the only team that doesn't have that extra team. Granted,
right. It's the Nets don't count.
Been around for 12 years, it's crazy to think that.
If you broke down the percentages of the percentage of people in the city that root for the teams.
Oh, the Knicks are the only
team. It's like 90-10. The rest are like.
So I would go more like 75-15 because you had a lot of people. Even my dad was like, I'm born in Brooklyn. That's my team.
My dad was like that
too. Okay. But I'll give it 80-20.
Yeah. And then the rest are like 60-40.
I would say 60-40. It really,
it's mostly whichever team is playing well, that's who you're watching.
Yeah.
That's who most of the fan base. There's people like Danny who's Knicks all the way. Yeah. But like, there's other people that it's like, all right, then that's your good.
But that's the thing. My team now. The Nets were, I'm going to say they were the team because it never worked, but player wise, they were the team.
Yeah, that it was funny.
And nobody cared.
Nationally, it was a topic every night, but if you went on WFN and it wasn't Evan,
it was how did the Knicks get better?
Right.
Yeah. So
it took baseball starting for Kyrie to be able to play at home because of the vaccine.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge might not be able to play. We're changing this.
We're fixing this.
Yeah. We're getting this wrapped
up.
Anthony
Rizzo might we need to get Anthony Rizzo.
Right. We need Max Scherzer to make all his starts. I don't know if his I just picked his name out of nowhere.
Oh, I wonder why then.
Can you believe that the Texas Rangers just went out and beat the effing shit out of the Rays?
No.
With no pitching?
Not at all. Yeah,
but the Rays have no pitching either.
My in-laws bought tickets by home plate today for 130 combined total.
Torture
the
tickets.
Royals had more fans at their last regular season game than postseason game.
I actually got to text Sam and see how it went. It went as bad as I assumed.
I did see people were like, well, it was a 3 o'clock
trying to build
game.
A new stadium for your team and you don't even show up in the postseason.
Yeah.
They said, well, it was a 3 o'clock game, and then somebody posted the attendance for the Met Dodger game that John Maine started in 2006, where it was a sellout at 3 o'clock.
To be fair, that was also Shea, so that was gonna out.
I know, but like,
but
anywhere,
yeah, I agree.
3 o'clock game,
and also the Mets were the best team in baseball that season.
That is true. I don't know why I brought that up. It's just gonna be it.
The Rays should have been in April. The World Series parade was in Tampa.
Well,
when
true.
They won,
they had
first,
a little
like, 30
bigger.
Games.
They had bigger fish to fry.
You know, if they had a better shortstop right now,
they had some. I wonder where he is.
He's in some Dominican jail, getting railed.
Really, poor guy.
Oh, what?
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
No, Steve. Sarcasm.
I think it's probably not going well for Wander Franco right now. But it was funny that I think it was like last week, 2 weeks ago, Steve, you sent the article that was like Rays trying to prepare for playoffs without Wander Franco. I was like, they should start preparing for a lot longer than the playoffs.
That was just the writer trying to have a positive spin and knowing that he can't bring that up more, that it's going to be a bigger issue. But didn't they bring up their top
being like, oh, you're going to click on this, you dumbasses.
Yep.
I don't know. The Rays just, you know, build people in a lab over there.
Well, they can't.
Who's the guy who looks like the guy from Peaky Blinders? I mean, we have plenty of shortstops.
Oh, Gastineau. Yeah, Gastineau.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
actually pitched pretty good.
You know, that was the first time ever the Devil Rays were in the playoffs.
Oh, they wore the Devil Rays.
They wore the Devil Rays. It looked good.
For game one, they wore the Devil Rays jerseys, and it didn't really. And they played like the Devil Rays.
If they wear it enough times, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Postseason. I don't think that's a postseason jersey.
Especially since it's
not your team anymore.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it, but I don't think it's I don't think it's postseason.
Brings back fond memories of losing.
I was a Wade Devil Ray in 1998.
Wade Boggs and.
Yeah. The green ones. I like those green. Remember the green
Rocco
ones?
Baldelli.
Rocco Baldelli, yeah.
Rocco Baldelli was in the green ones.
Wade Boggs, I already said him.
Jerry Blevins.
Lou Piniella out there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Big Lou was
that was because shit. He probably lived in Tampa or Clearwater, and he's like, fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah. That was like community service.
Was it Eric Young? Eric Young? What was it? Delmon Young.
Delmon Young,
yeah. Delmon Young.
Was the roid head on that team.
What's old Lou up to these days?
It's probably Fred McGriff. Kaseko, wasn't Kaseko on that for a minute?
Lou Piniella.
Kaseko was on. It was there for a minute.
What's basically anybody that was about to retire, and they're like, oh, yeah, you can come.
The last thing he did was manage the Cubs until 2010. That's right. I
remembered that now when she said it.
Won a manager of the year in 2008 with them.
John Flaherty. So their first season.
John Flaherty.
John Flaherty, catcher. Fred McGriff, first base. Miguel Cairo was second base.
Whoa.
Kevin Stocker was shortstop. Bob Smith at third. Wow. Mike Kelly. Quentin McCracken was their center.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I like that. All-time name.
All-time guy.
All-time
name. Tina is their right fielder.
Who?
Wade Boggs. Randy Wynn was on this team.
Okay.
Mike DeFleece was on this team.
I don't know how this expansion draft went that they wind up with all these. I would have to. Not today. I would have to look into that.
Bubba Tramble. We forgot about
Bubba.
Wow. 2 years before becoming.
We would
Roberto Hernandez was on this team.
We would trade for him too. A lot of future Mets going on here.
Oof.
Rick White.
Rick White was on.
That was the guy with the goatee that looked like Stone Cold Steve Austin, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
He was Stone Cold.
Esteban Yan was on this team.
They were so good.
Victor Zambrano probably is hanging around there somewhere.
They literally took the Moneyball movie and were like, we need to get guys to get on base.
Five more years, then complete meltdown, and Rick Peterson goes, we can fix them. And then he comes walking out in a winter jacket in 99 degree weather. And me and Steve are like, what are you doing, you freak? How aren't you dying?
How are you not collapsing at the foul line?
It's like, what? You have like the air conditioning like right next to you? Like, weird.
You probably have one of those fans like inside the thing.
Yeah.
Santana's up with two on and nobody.
Although Buck did the same thing.
No, he had the windbreaker. That's why they gave out the windbreaker. That's why they didn't fire him, because they already canceled the Matt Scherzer sunglasses, so they didn't want to cancel another giveaway.
He just didn't want to wear a jersey, so he put the windbreaker on. I think that was the Rick Peterson thing. They just don't want to wear a jersey.
Imagine right, having all of those.
Two picks.
So let's do it.
Talk some football.
Some football.
We suck. We know we suck, and it's going to be a long season.
Oh. I'm sorry. I really am, guys.
No, you're not. Fuck you. Okay.
Let's just look at the bright side. We don't have to watch Amazon Prime this week.
No, but I will because I'm
there's
sick.
There's a bright side?
The Bears and the Commanders are playing.
No, absolutely not.
I am sick enough to watch it.
Daniel, there's anything you can watch? Did you start Ahsoka yet? You could watch Ahsoka.
No, I haven't, actually. Is that good?
I heard that it's good.
You didn't even see it yet. Why are you busting my balls?
I watched two episodes. That's more than you've watched.
Oh, what?
You're busting my balls.
Oh, the Star Wars show.
You're Ahsoka, busting my balls. Yes. You watched two episodes.
I watched two episodes. I heard the next couple are great. I haven't gotten there yet.
Also, Thursday night is Loki debut.
Yeah, you can watch Loki tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah, it comes out
Thursday
9
night at 9.
All right, about time. About time we figure that out.
That's right, good. So they did, I was telling Steven, they did that with Ahsoka, that they released it at like 9 o'clock at night.
About time.
We just didn't realize because neither of you watch Star Wars.
That's not, I watch Star Wars,
I know you do.
I still gotta watch
Andor. Here we go. Markdown is about to hit a game tying home run.
I still gotta see Andor.
Me too. I'm behind on that as well. So we're in the same spot.
Yeah.
Yo, Markdown has been fucking great for them, by the way.
Good for them.
Like he's hitting leadoff every day.
Well, he's their cleanup hitter in this game, Vin.
He was hitting leadoff every day.
He was generally a good dude, so I'm rooting for him.
No problem for. I'm trying to figure out like what, like I don't want the
Craig Council doesn't wear a jet. A jersey either, by the way, guys.
I don't think a manager actually does. I don't think one manager does anymore.
I'm sure somebody. Yeah, we'll find somebody.
No.
So before we get into picks, hold on. I need to send this to myself to bring on the screen for you boys. This is, of course, he wears the Bill Parcells. He's got the Bill Parcells hoodie on. The sleeves.
You mean Belichick?
Belichick, yeah.
The Belichick, yeah.
Yeah.
The Belichick. That
you got to cut
his name?
Those sleeves. Even though the sleeves are short, that way you got to cut them a little bit so it just you see the ripped seams. That's the real Belichick.
So, we found out who the idiot is on the offensive line this season. His name is Evan Neal.
Oh yeah, I was gonna bring this up. Yep.
So here is the apology note.
Classic notes.
Oh God.
For those who didn't know, who are listening to the show later on, did Mark Hanna just bloop to it? Good for Mark Hanna.
Mark Hanna getting hits.
Bases loaded now. Christian Yelich on third, by the way, Danny. Just saying. Evan Neal lashed out and said, "People need to shut up about me. Go back to flipping burgers," is basically what he said.
And he doesn't consider himself to listen to what the sheep said because he's a lion. But
yeah, he gave
in
that
the video.
No.
He was blocking Darren Waller. That's right. Darren Waller is on his team.
Are you sure about that?
I don't even know if Darren Waller is on his team because Darren Waller catches three balls a game and then.
I mean, fair. He did have to. He didn't really do a good job about it. Obviously, the whole line didn't. Daniel Jones just got hit again, but he did have to stay back and chip and block.
Best part about being home is I was asleep by sack 8.
That we gave Daniel Jones weapons, I was told.
Yeah.
We did. We just need to give him the time to get to those weapons. That's the problem.
Yeah, we...
We'll go into that. So Evan Neal wrote his apology iPhone note. Apology.
Those always hit hard.
I was told we were past
and he wrote,
staring
I am
down those
out.
Weapons. 45 seconds.
I am wrong for lashing out at the fans who are just passionate and frustrated as I am. I let my frustrations in my play plus desire to win to get the best of me. I had no right to make light of anyone's job, and I deeply regret the things I said. We are working day in and day out to grow as a team, and this was an unnecessary distraction. I apologize. In my opinion, that has Nick Saban sent him that and said, "Hey, buddy."
I was just going to say good job, Pat. I was going to say good job, Pat Hanlon, damage controlling that situation. So,
But he probably called Saban and was like, hey, can you write him a note like you did in college all those years? And
oh, man. We're such a clown show.
If we're going to call Saban, we should probably call Saban and be like,
no.
What did you do to him? Because he used to be able to block.
He had four other really good players on.
That's what happened.
Honestly, I think we
should. He didn't have Matt Peart coming in as tight end and standing
this 20 year, feet. This year he could be the right tackle, but next year we have to move him to guard and figure something out. Or he finds a way to be better at tackle and we don't have to do anything.
I mean, if you're going to move him, just move him now.
I mean, then have Matt Peart play right tackle, which, I mean, I don't know. Thank God I don't have this job. But, yeah, we suck again. But I've been saying it. This has been having 2017 vibes all over again, and it's proving.
It's not great.
Not great. Not great, Bob.
That's not great,
Bob. So I was looking. I was talking to Nikki, and I was praying to God that we were going to get flexed in 2 weeks when we go up to Buffalo. That's not happening.
They don't flex that, or they don't flex.
No, they do start week 5 this year.
But
no, it's one of those like
flex.
There was some sort of thing with it. They came out with the rule a couple of years ago. You're allowed to flex, but you have to lock in another game later in the year.
Regardless.
In October, you're allowed to flex as long as you lock in a game. As long as you agree not to flex out a certain game later in the season.
That makes sense. Regardless,
which can screw you.
Regardless, the only good game that would have been flexed, but it wasn't going to get flexed because another night to show Josh Allen do what he does was Lions Bucks. So that wasn't going to
happen. No. So you're going to get Josh Allen and you're going to get the New York market. So
just the next 2 weeks is going to be lovely.
What you guys, getting... I also wanted to bring this part up. Did you guys see they changed the transfer portal rules today?
No, I missed that.
I didn't see that.
So they approved a new transfer portal, changing the gap. They're going to be two different portals, and they're going to be from, you'll have, instead of 60 days to decide, you have 45. So you'll have less time to decide during the two gaps.
Okay.
The 45-day window is effective in all sports and will be placed, blah, blah, blah. College football will have two different windows as it did prior to these changes, but now there'll be less time for the players to enter their names in the portal after the season.
It's just basically free agency, so.
So instead of 45 days after the conclusion of regular season, find that as the day after the college football playoffs and bowl participants are announced.
Okay.
There'll be 30. There will now be 30 days for players to enter their name into the thing.
The spring, so you have 30 days from the end 15... of the championship.
No.
To go in the portal.
30 days after the bowls are announced, basically. Oh. They're going to let the bowls and the playoffs get announced, and then you could decide.
Got it. So,
but then there's another one in April that's only for 15 days. Okay. And they could also contact other schools without and transfer at any time without penalty once they've entered the portal. So basically, right, they're going to shorten the portal. At the end of the day, they need a, I mean, I was talking to Vin about this. Fucking Bo Nix in Oregon literally took over for Cam Newton in Norman. Like,
yeah. Who was the other guy we were talking to? Spencer. Oh,
stink.
Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler. It's been
forever. So, well, Hartman at Notre Dame, it's his sixth season. So,
and like, again,
yeah, but some of these guys, I give them the COVID year.
The COVID year, and then he got hurt like twice.
But it's
just still funny. Like, this guy should be in the NFL, theoretically.
And there are players that are starting in college that are older than the rookies that are in the NFL.
Right.
Like, I was saying, like, I think Jordan Love is a year older than Bo Nix, and Jordan Love's been in the league for 3 years already.
I remember...
Cam Newton retired while Bo Nix has been in college.
I remember Bo Nix at Auburn winning that whatever big game that was, and that was in 2018 because I was in Boston for the Mets game.
He didn't win. He wasn't the big kick return game, was he? The Iron Bowl?
No, that was like a year or two before that.
I don't think.
No, he would have never left Auburn if that was the case.
That was 2013. Okay, that was way before. That was before Cam, even.
No, that was after Cam.
Because
that was when did Cam get drafted? He won the. They went to the Super Bowl in 2015.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that was way
exactly. After. What does that tell you?
Because it's whenever they went to the BCS, one of the BCS.
2011, I think he was the.
Yeah, no, it was 2011.
He was drafted in the 2011 draft.
Oh, yeah. So 2010.
2011 draft.
So 2010 college football season. Right. 2012 was RG3 and Luck.
Right.
It was 2019, 21 in Auburn, and has been in Oregon since.
All right. Let's
do picks.
Still, like, they got to, like, lower. Like, limit how many times you could even go in the portal.
Maybe.
You know, you're supposed to be in college for 4 years, not 10 playing football.
Yeah.
I'm just going to skip the first game and put the Commanders.
God. The Phillies are kicking the ball around now. I mean, it's just.
Well, they have a guy named Berger.
He's been good, that guy, apparently.
Well, that didn't really look too good there.
No, he hits well. I don't.
Yeah, I'm going Commanders. The Manders. I'm
going.
I'm so mad at. I'm still mad at Ron Rivera. What a horrible like excuse at the end of that game too. Like,
yeah.
When he said our offense was exhausted, so we went for the extra point instead of going for two. So let's have our exhausted offense possibly win a coin toss and get back on the field and play a whole another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Genius. Go for the two, go for the win. You don't win, then guess what? You get to go sleep on the plane.
It's a dangerous move. It's not always good having a riverboat nickname.
And who was it? Somebody this week brought that up and was like, this is the type of things you're supposed to do. This is who you are,
Ron. That's how we got here, I thought. I suppose not. I'm taking the Bills. The Jaguars look like poopy. Speaking of poopy, the Phillies just hit a grand slam.
Oh.
So that's not ending anytime soon.
They're going to beat the Braves, and it's just going to be annoying again.
That's really all I need is for the Braves to lose. I don't care if the Phillies keep going. I'm really okay with it. The Braves need to lose.
Bryce was on the Nationals World Series team, right?
No. Bryce left the year before they went to the World Series.
Oh, okay. Why do I feel like he was on that team?
No, he was Soto and Rendon and I guess Strasburg and Verlander, Scherzer.
The Brewers have a guy named Miguel pitching who's actually pitching pretty well right now.
That's his brother.
Oh, he's a trade for that guy.
Yeah.
Could we flop McGill's? Maybe that. Maybe you can pull that one off.
We're going to flop McGill's?
We're going to flop McGill's.
I mean, look at him. He's just as big.
I didn't want to say that it was his brother.
I think his name is close, too. It's like, I don't want to say it's Trevor, but it might be Trevor.
Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor. I think it's his brother.
Just remember, it is. It's a McGill brothers.
Yeah, I thought so. I was pretty sure that Mama McGill had a couple of them.
Good for her. By the way, Vincent, Texas is 50% back. I forgot to tell you earlier.
Okay, so they're just, see, my disappointment with that website is I wanted them to be
dramatic. At 100. You beat them. I
wanted them to be dramatic. But they're just going.
Saturday, is it?
No, but like,
this is the game. Like, if you beat Oklahoma, you're 100.
But they're just going, like, if they win, it's going to be 60%. Even though they're better than Oklahoma. And if they win, it's going to be 70. It's just going to go up, like, 10% with the amount of wins.
They just can't have that
shit after Oklahoma.
They just can't have that hiccup game.
And this is the game where you have that big hiccup game.
Well, yeah, to a point, yeah. It's a big that big rivalry game, but I mean the rest of the way if they win.
I'm guessing that's the noon game on Fox?
Yeah, that's always usually the noon game.
I would say so is the Michigan-Ohio State game, but next season apparently it's not.
Unless Colorado plays again. I think Colorado has been on that game.
Noon on Fox is Maryland-Ohio State.
Oh, so we were way off. So it's ABC. On ABC. Okay.
ABC is the Big 12 game.
That was my second guess.
I know Michigan's Sunday night. Saturday night.
Oh, okay. On NBC.
Yeah. In Missouri?
They're playing Missouri.
In Minnesota, sorry. In Missouri.
Yeah, these primetime games have been very lackluster, like matchup-wise. It's like Amazon Prime level.
We don't have a time for Penn State in a couple of weeks, so I'm highly predicting. That's
100% going to be it.
I think it's a home game, too, if I remember correctly.
Penn State whiteout?
No, they already had it.
They had their whiteout this year, which makes me believe we're hosting.
By the way, I love Franklin.
Oh, no, we're going to there in November. Already actually at noon. It's already at noon.
You're a fan of Franklin?
Yeah, because he's backdoor covered my bets twice this year. That they had no business doing, and they already were up enough in the game. They were the anti.
So he's just running the score up.
He's the anti Patrick Mahomes.
Got it.
Danny, did you see what almost made me off myself today?
About I saw the interview. Tweet.
That's in Michigan State?
Oh, Urban? Yeah, whatever. He'll have a heart attack or he'll have a meltdown in like a year and he'll be...
No.
Harbaugh's just going to send strippers to his hotel.
He'll get good. He'll lose a big game and then he'll have the heart attack.
Right.
You have to wait until you need
I got rid of him. I got rid of him. He's out of my life. He's supposed to be out of my life.
No, but he is. He doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
The best was when
he was exposed.
Game it was, they lost when he wasn't the coach anymore, but he was still on the sideline, and he still had looked like he had a heart attack.
Can we say how awful that documentary was?
I
wouldn't say it was awful. I just felt like you were going to hear a lot more shit.
Right.
There should have been more shit.
Right. That's the reason why he's going back to Michigan State. They're like, it wasn't that bad, guys.
Watch it because I heard they didn't go as in depth as they should.
No, they did not.
So I just didn't bother watching it.
I mean, in fairness, they didn't really want to go into the Aaron Hernandez stuff. I get that. But there's plenty of other shit you could have went into. Like the fact that they all went out drinking every night. Okay, no shit.
I heard they hardly even mentioned Cam and he was on the team.
Yeah, no, they didn't obviously mention him stealing laptops.
They mentioned it, but like they pushed it off to the side. They're like, he stole
laptops. Oh, by the way, Cam was on the team for literally a half a season, and then he got in trouble, and then he went to Auburn. And then they called him.
Yeah, it wasn't
Scam Newton.
The hype for that was way too much.
Yeah, that was the SEC nickname for him that year, Scam Newton.
There was just too much.
Obviously, Auburn paid an exorbitant amount of money to his dad.
Nope.
Never happened.
Did you watch the Baker Mayfield one?
You mean Johnny Manziel?
Johnny Manziel.
Manziel one, yeah.
Yeah.
I only saw the clip. Any film.
Yeah, they embellished that his grandpa was an oil rig guy that we all thought. And he basically embezzled money while he was in college. That was pretty epic.
Lovely.
I thought I learned more about that than I did in the Florida one. The Florida one was just, they had a bad season, so they bounced back. They signed Tebow. They brought Tebow in and bounced back.
Yeah, that was a fluff piece.
Pretty much.
And then the fact that they literally were like, we sent him an iPad. And it never turned on.
Yeah.
Guy never even turned it on.
Well, that's like the Jamarcus Russell one where they gave him a blank tape and told him to watch it. And he came back and he was like, I watched it.
Dude, we didn't have a blank tape.
What was the thing in draft, David? Oh, the $100, the $10 bill at the end of the playbook.
$100 bill at the end of the playbook.
And Superman gave it back to them.
Superman. Of course he did. Superman.
Give it to me when I win. London Part 2.
Is it London Part 2?
Yes, London Part 2. Let's look at it that way. Maybe they'll be time confused when they play next week. Daniel.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But of course, it's Sunday Night Football, so it doesn't matter.
No,
they have all day.
I'm taking the Bills, even though they're technically on the road.
Yeah.
It's a Jaguars home game.
It's technically a Jaguar home game, but it's listed as a Bills home game.
Yeah, I know, why? But it's a Jaguar home game.
Yeah, big fan base in London.
Hey, remember when you guys told me the Texans were going to stink?
Yeah.
Guess what?
Well, CJ Stroud.
awful.
Oh yeah, I'm going Texans. They are Desmond so
Ritter
bad.
Stinks, but I was also told by somebody that Ohio State doesn't produce quarterbacks.
Yeah, I heard that from a certain.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Listen, they've all played well to start. JT Barrett looked good when he played a couple times.
No, he didn't. Who was the three guys that played that year when they all got
Barrett,
hurt?
Cardale
Jones.
JT Barrett.
Who was the third one?
Their one's I'm drawing a blank on the
third. Was it Miller?
It was like
Braxton
they were the,
Miller. Was it Braxton,
Braxton Miller went
Braxton
out there.
Braxton Miller was he the middle one or was he the first one?
Miller was the first one because the following year he came back and switched.
Right. Cardale Jones was the last.
Back an extra
yeah,
year that
Jones won the play,
the championship.
Championship.
Because Miller got hurt that year.
Zeke, that was on the Zeke.
That was one of the Zeke. That was the Zeke year when they remembered to give him the ball.
Right. And also, he came back the following year, and Myers was like, listen, you have option one and option two, and it's option one is you sit on the bench, or option two, you figure out a different position to
correct. And then he became a receiver.
Here we go, boys. Paul Sewell in to close out the series.
Yo, bro, Paul Sewold is just good.
He also just plucked Josh Allison, so.
Who's that? Probably should introduce himself. Did you see that story? Did you see that? You hear about that?
No.
Josh Allison. He showed up and apparently jokingly Rowdy Tellez told him to introduce himself, and he said, these guys know who I am. I don't know if he was being serious or not, but that's just where we're at. All right, let's finish up.
Okay, I'm going Lions.
Yeah, the Panthers stink. I don't know who's going to play quarterback for them.
Doesn't matter. The Bears are going to have Clyde Williams and whoever else they want next season because both of them are going to – they're going to have the top two picks.
And they're going to screw them both up.
And they're going to take two offensive linemen to protect Justin Fields so they can keep him from
– Somebody tweeted this as a joke, but I'm legitimately serious. If you're Caleb Williams, you're not losing that much money staying – like those
yeah,
Wendy's
I was actually
going to
bring
have
that
got
up.
To be paying you a good amount of money.
They said that he would actually make more money. Staying another year in college.
I saw
than
that, and I thought it was a joke. I think it would still
but it makes
a joke.
Sense because
it's also USC,
right?
Although,
but like, he's in a national Wendy's commercial. Like, we see that here. Yeah, I would stay if I was him.
And he does Heisman House.
Yeah, I would stay.
That's the coolest thing now. The players can do Heisman House, and they don't have to like graduate.
Right.
You don't have to be over 40 years old to be in on that commercial. Right.
Anyway, Colts, Anthony Richardson's good. Just
yeah.
Plain good.
I think you're almost at the point of a you need to make the quarterback change just to see if it changes anything. But Even though last week they realized they should just give the ball to Derrick Henry and let him do everything.
They did. I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about teams that are just in purgatory. They were talking about the Steelers on the show, but the Titans are the same way. It's just like your coach is too good. You're never gonna bottom out, but you're just in purgatory of winning 7 or 8 games.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Ha! Josh Donaldson got thrown out at second.
Ha 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 ha.
Well, in fairness, is Marte their shortstop?
There's more Martes than I can count.
Well, whoever's playing shortstop made a nice play, and then he was actually being a smart base runner.
I noticed. No, Mark is playing second. I don't know who their shortstop is.
Yeah, the shortstop was going to catch the ball, but he let it drop. Also, that's really – he's, like, just super colorful, that guy.
The shortstop? I think that's Perdomo is his name.
Yeah, that's who it was earlier in the year.
I believe it's still him. Paul Sewald being a good relief pitcher –
actually makes me really angry.
It hurts. It really does.
Also, Christian Yelich just 0-for-7 with 6 strikeouts against
him. Oh, he was on third base.
Well,
that was his career against Sewald.
Oh, okay.
He's got 2-4 in the game. He was on third base when the bases were loaded.
Yeah, but against Sewald. So that So you're telling me that Mets Paul Sewald consistently got out Marlins Christian Yelich. Yeah. I don't know why any of that is relevant that to the no current sense. Situation. Yeah. But yeah. It's a thing.
Right, because Sewald's been in Seattle for 10 years, and they haven't played each other.
Yeah, he's been in Seattle for like 3 years now, so it has to be Mets-Marlins numbers. Paul Sewald. Fucking G.
Yelich just got a hold of one.
Yelich just took him a yard. Now it hit the wall.
Yeah, it just went. That's a pretty bright wall.
It's a very bright wall.
What's the point?
All right.
Time run is up. At
the plate. Who is it?
Is it Carlos Santana? No, Santana's batting third because Canada's batting fourth. So who's batting second? Who's that other? Who's the first? Who's playing?
What's his fuck? The shortstop. Yeah, Willy Adames.
It's got to be it, right? Oh, Contreras.
I forgot about Contreras. Okay.
You remember the one that, you know, they changed positions for after paying him $180 million?
That's his brother.
Right.
That's the Cardinal Contreras. This is the Brave Contreras. The Braves decided we don't need two catchers. And then they went, oh, no, wait, we do need two catchers. So they went and got
another one. Why is this guy's mouth guard connected to his earpiece?
I wasn't even going to ask. Okay, we got to finish this because the Dolphins are going to win. I'm sorry. I apologize to both of you. Right. They're going to cover. It's not going to be great, but I picked up Wandale Robinson in fantasy, so that's good.
Oh, I picked up Berrios because I have a better feeling that he's going to get the ball a lot more when,
I mean,
you know, he becomes Sewald strikes out mouth guard guy. And
Paul Sewald is very excited.
Chuck that hat all the way off the field. Should we tell them that, like, it's a wild card series? So they get to play the Dodgers.
That's another thing I was thinking of. Somebody were talking about on a podcast was how in baseball they just celebrate everything with champagne. And it's like, but it's tradition because it used to be really hard to make the playoffs, right?
Right. So
like,
it was,
whenever you
in the 80s, anything, it was only four teams made the
correct.
Playoffs.
Even when you clinch a division, it was a celebration. Even when it was one wild card, if you clinched that, there was a celebration. Now, it's like, fuck this. You got to get to the championship series to do a celebration. All right. Patriots stink. I don't even know who's playing quarterback for the Saints.
Oh, Carr played last week.
Oh, did he play?
Carr played, and then they brought in Jameis at the end and decided to just chuck the ball 80 yards downfield, and he got picked.
Okay, well, I'm taking the Saints anyway.
And Kamara's back, too. So.
Oh, okay, perfect. Definitely taking the Saints.
Oh, Mac. Stinks.
I'm going Steelers cover. No, never mind. I'm going Ravens.
OBJ was at practice today.
Yeah, he was limited, though.
The Steelers.
That's more than he's been the last 3 weeks. So if he dresses, it's over.
I think Kenny Pickett is bad.
I noticed the Texans made Watt the same day that TJ was in town. So that was nice of them. That was good for them.
What happened?
JJ Watt was on Sunday. They put his name and number in the Ring of Honor, even though they'll probably end up naming the stadium after him eventually.
Well, he's going to have to pay a lot of money for that.
But they did it on purpose to make sure it was against
when they were playing the Steelers
because they knew they were playing the Steelers and to make sure his brother was there. And then the whole family could watch him over. No, he's not on a team, but he was at the game. Okay. Because there was a moment, like, they had a picture of the three.
They were all of them? Yeah. You don't have to worry about the fullback, brother.
Trap game for Philly.
For Philly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fun fact. I'm slowing the show down, but there are currently three starting quarterbacks in the NFL who have won Super Bowls. Can you name them?
Stafford. Mahomes.
Yeah. Who's the other one? Danny?
We're doing the Eagles.
Are they starting or could they be backups?
They are currently, they will be the starting quarterback this week.
Who's out at starting this week? Is it in this game? It's not in this game because I said it's that.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah. Drawing a blank right now.
Russell. Russell Wilson has a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
That's he it. Wanted it in yeah, New York.
Russell.
It's the only three.
Yep.
Yeah, now that Rodgers is hurt, right. There's only three. I feel like there's a low number. I feel like it's a very low number.
Well, that's what happens when Mahomes wins six of them in
well,
five
and
years.
Brady. Yeah. That's what happens.
Are you guys? You should be excited though for the Broncos. They're wearing the white helmets this week.
Oh yeah, great, wonderful. All right, I'm taking the Cardinals. Joe Burrow can't.
Hold on, I'm taking the Rams. Just so you guys know.
Okay, great.
I'm calling it a Chucky.
I'm taking the Cardinals.
Puka Nuka is going to go off against
Puka Nakua.
Nakua.
Fun fact: if you have him on your fantasy team in any thing, it's considered an inappropriate team name.
I'm sure it is.
To use his full name.
I'm not surprised.
Because I made one of my team names Puka Nakuda in my pants, and it said, no, that's not allowed. So I changed pants to shorts, and they said, not allowed. So I changed how I spelled Puka, and they let it go through.
Funny story. I had a friend, Steven, and I guess Steven, you know him. His last name is King. And it would always change his name in the video game character because people were naming their players Fuck King. So he couldn't have his last name King as the player. It would always change it to like Jones or something stupid, whatever he put his name. That was in EASHL. Those were the days.
I'm going Cardinals.
Yeah, me too. Joe Burrow is hampered. Not playing well.
They're ready to bounce. They're ready to go.
Yeah, we've been saying that, but you're right.
Oh, Zach wasn't for real. I don't think he was.
Headband, are we ready for evil headband Zach Wilson, though?
I think they're going to be able to run the ball with Bryce and maybe Cook wakes up.
I'm taking the cover, at least.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the Jets pull this one out.
Chiefs, this is easy money right here, if you ask me.
This is going to be the game where Kirk Cousins throws like 7 touchdowns and 450 yards.
No. Could be the game of the year on Sunday night, though.
I could ask this. More importantly, is Taylor do we know? She's going to be in Minnesota. Is it too cold in Minnesota this time?
Probably too cold. It's probably freezing for her.
I think she was only there because she lives in New York.
Yeah,
but she's subletting her house, so it doesn't count.
It's Taylor Swift, so she could do whatever.
I mean, she could, but I think that was more of a
she's so popular right now, she could do insane amount of things.
Yeah, she could do whatever the hell she wants. I get that. She could be at every game.
She has a house in every state at this point.
Yeah, sure, if you wanted to, but I'm saying, like, it made sense because she lives in New York or has a house in New York, and who wants to go to Minnesota? But then if she doesn't go and they lose, is this a reverse Jessica Simpson thing? Do we have to, she has to keep going? How superstitious is she is the question. We'll see.
The funniest was how miserable Brittany looked in that box. Brittany Mahomes looked so miserable being in that game.
I think that was just a bad spot picture.
It was a bad spot.
She doesn't seem like the jealous type. But
also, all the Zach Wilson and Donna Kelsey memes are amazing.
But also, if you're coming in and you're the hot, I mean, they're all attractive, whatever. But you're the big story. You're the star quarterback's wife. And then this bitch comes walking in with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, and you're like, well,
and Hugh Jackman.
I'm kind of.
I was talking
now
to someone.
At least the third prettiest person in the room. It's like, kind of just kick me out.
It's just like, it's crazy how hot, like how popular Taylor Swift is. Is just like she can't literally go anywhere.
No,
like without like that must suck. Jesus. But that's all part of the theme, though. But
right.
And also, the best was, did you guys watch the clip of her walking into the stadium? Like, going to security. She looked so confused.
Right.
She looked so confused. Going, like, she's like, oh, I have to do this? Like,
every single beat reporter was right there, ready to go. And it's like, oh, we got it. Like,
it's literally what everybody was waiting for. That was the only thing.
Right.
Rogers was already inside. Talking to Mr. Pfizer.
And people were like, oh, God. People were people are giving the NFL shit for covering it as much as they have. I don't, it doesn't make any sense to me. Because if you're them, right? If you take people who watch football and people who like Taylor Swift, I think you have 95% of the population. If you put them all in two circles, you have 95% of the population.
Yeah, but you want that extra 5, so that's why you promote the
hell. So that now we got to find, what's the other 5%? I don't know. You got to, some.
The ones that don't watch football, that like her but don't watch football.
No, that's, but I'm saying, if you combine the people that like her and the people that watch football.
Oh, so take out the people who don't.
Like I said, there was only 5% of the population that doesn't like one or the other, in my opinion. So you have to get Betty White into this program. It's old people that don't like either of them. I think we can beat the Raiders. I'm just saying.
You know what you do? You put Jerry Jones in that same booth with Taylor Swift and see how much people watch.
Okay. You want to see a sexual harassment lawsuit on your hands. That's what you do.
What are we taking in San Francisco?
I mean, I'm taking San Francisco. I just think there's no one better than them.
Personally. I'm going to say.
Yeah, they're
and they're at home. Like, I think.
I get what you're saying. Clicking. But I'm going to go with the Cowboys, hoping they lose.
Okay.
Yeah, they're clicking.
I feel like the way the Cowboy defense is just playing, especially the front defense is just playing, it's going to be the roughest parties had to deal with. This is his biggest test since Philadelphia. And 100%. Also, Zeke's not going to play center this time. Last time Dallas was there, Zeke played.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. Was the last? That was the thing. I mean, yeah, this is the biggest test he's had. And really, when's the last time he had a real test? He hasn't. You know, the. Wait. Yeah, the championship game. Yeah.
Right.
That he got hurt in. That's it.
Yeah, that was it. That was.
The so yeah, but it's that he didn't really have a test. He didn't have a chance. He got hurt. Before that, he was playing Kirk Cousins.
But that was the first offense. That was the first defense that he had to go against and try and beat. This is probably second best one since, other than the Eagles, that he defensive front wise. If you don't beat them, I'll be more mad.
Yeah, you guys gotta have to have a bounce back from last Thursday night's debacle.
See,
Josh McDaniel stinks.
Wait.
Are you going to defend him right now? Are you
about
to defend
him? No, I'm not. You guys also have this problem, so maybe you don't see it. You have to be able to block people, and I don't think...
You haven't been able to block in 30 years, so what's your problem?
We've always been able to block pass-wise. We can't run
block. I would take your one-legged left tackle over everybody outside Andrew Thomas, my offensive line.
I would too. I wish they would just let him play with one leg, but it doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
When you cut him and he wants to be on here next year to play right tackle.
I mean, he'll be back next year, hopefully.
No, because you're going to try and get money, save money by cutting him.
Well, he's going to get his contract's up.
Where is it? Vegas?
Yes.
Do the Raiders play on the road?
No.
Kind of
doesn't seem like it.
That was the stipulation of the new stadium, was they get all home games. And they still
44 lose. And a half.
My point is, Max Crosby might murder Jordan Love this week. It's very possible.
Is that what you're like rooting? Are we trading for Tim Boyle then? Because they signed Trevor Siemian to go play quarterback for the Jets?
We're not trading for Tim Boyle. We're just going to let our guy play. Our guy's name is Sean Clifford.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. Just speaking of old college quarterbacks and James Franklin, that's who we're going with.
10 years older than that guy. 44 and a half.
I mean,
I'm gonna go.
I think we should be able to beat the Raiders with regardless of who plays quarterback. And I don't think Devontae's gonna play either.
Devontae's playing.
He wants to. I'm sure he does.
He played last week, so.
Did he? I thought he was out last week.
I thought he played.
No, he played. He played. He's either trying to get traded or get a new contract. So
Okay.
He's not.
Yeah, he's been going off.
I thought he was banged up.
No. He's very excited to get cut and take a league minimum to play for the Jets next year when Rodgers comes back.
All right.
We're gonna put a big G on the side of the Jet helmet next season and just Cobb, Lazard, Wilson, and
I'm telling you, it's worked out great so far for the Jets. Really has.
In fairness, it should have lasted longer than fourth place.
Oh, in fairness, you should have got somebody to block for him. Maybe you should have given him 2 first-round picks. You could have had the one-legged offensive lineman. Just saying.
Weapons are great. You know, when the quarterback gets blocked for.
Also, Dalvin Cook stinks.
Oh, I wonder why the Vikings let him walk.
Then again, so does Alexander Madison, but that's another conversation for another day.
Well, fun fact, then, the Vikings stink.
Not good. Confirmed, not good. So, one less thing for me to worry about.
All right, boys. Like, you have a chance to... Yeah.
Packers have a chance to make the playoffs. They just do. The NFC is a fucking disaster.
You have, literally, the Eagles, the Niners, and the Cowboys, and then dog shit.
And it turns out the Lions, because we can't touch them. But you're right. There's them three. There's like the Lions and maybe one of the Saints or the Bucks. I don't know yet. The Seahawks are in there.
So hard to read.
I know. And then like, so there's like three good teams, some oatmeal mush in the middle, and then everybody else is just scrambling out of the hole to figure it out. All right. Well,
we're going to work on figuring it out more about this next week.